It is that time. It is August 19, 2017. Congressman David Scott's 13th annual health fair. I cannot believe it's been 13 years already. Yes, Congressman, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful, Tawana. Thank you so much for having me. It's a delight to talk with you from here in Washington.
Making it happen, right?
Yeah, making it happen. Fighting every
fighting
day.
The good
it's
fight.
A big fight up.
I know. Fighting the good fight. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Health fair coming up. A lot of times this is folks' annual because the services are free. And it is definitely serving the community with those services. And, I mean, you've got a plethora of a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
So anything you need is right here at this health fair. And if you need that annual checkup, it's time to get on it.
Oh, it really is. And first I want to thank you, Tawanda, because you've been with us in each of these jobs fair. KISS 104 is an excellent partner.
Mm-hmm.
I can't thank you all enough. You got our PSA. You run that. You talk about it. And folks, I feel so honored, really, and privileged to be doing God's work here because that's what this is. And when ever since I've come to Washington each year, the best thing, you know, health care is our number one issue.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a job, you can have everything else, but if you don't have your health, you can't make it.
That's right.
And so I put it at the front of this. People without health insurance,
mm-hmm.
people without access to health care. Every year I have this health care so that every year they can come out and get a complete checkup for free.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about for every disease, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
for free. And what is important is for people to know that breast cancer, African-American women are at the forefront.
That's right. We're at the top of the list.
Of breast cancer
mm-hmm.
because they don't have access. There's not early detection.
Mm-hmm.
So we have breakfast with Dr. Rosbart Phillips.
Yes.
The famous, most noted healthcare surgeon has been my partner on this.
Mm-hmm.
And we have saved so many lives. Each health fair, we see over 500 women who come in and have their breasts examined. And Dr. Phillips and a couple of other our partners now have mobile mammogram
mm-hmm.
unit so mm-hmm. that with the breast exam when you come, if there appears to be a lump or a problem, they take you right on into the mammogram unit to be able to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
As far as health insurance, we have the ACA there. You don't have to no longer be punished for having a pre-existing condition
right.
like this to be covered, and your insurance can be covered. If you don't have the Affordable Care, you will get it right there because it's known as Obamacare, which we must keep
mm-hmm.
despite what Donald Trump says. And as you know, I don't want to get up on this kick right now, but as you know, then when you're doing health care, you're doing the Lord's work.
Yes.
And that thing just went down the drain. The Senate bill gone. All of that is gone. And people are rising up and understanding that we've come so far.
Right.
We've come far with the Obamacare and Affordable Care, pre-existing conditions, being able to get Medicaid extended so you can have the health care.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is HIV/AIDS. HIV/AIDS now is the leading cause of death of African American women
mm-hmm.
of childbearing
age. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There is no more important. Come on in, y'all. Get checked. It's no shame. It's no nothing. It's there. We have the medicine now that can help you to be able to maintain that, cure yourself, and be able to go ahead on. And you look at Magic Johnson, and Magic Johnson would love for me to call his name if it's going to help. I don't want to put his business out there, but Magic Johnson is moving around and doing with HIV/AIDS detection.
That's right.
We will have the best doctors out there mm-hmm. to make sure you examine. All of that is free. We will have prostate cancer. African-American men suffer more
top.
For that. If mm-hmm. you're 35 or 40 or 45, come on out to this health fair so you can get that. And for the children, we have free dental care where mm-hmm. you get your teeth examined for both the parents and the children. Vision exams, glaucoma, diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure. Oh, and I can stop right there because every health fair, we save lives.
Mm-hmm.
Every health fair, we've had people with their blood pressure sky high that is in Strokeville.
I know.
And we've had the ambulance. You
take
know,
them all right on to the hospital.
we get the ambulance come and take them right mm-hmm. on to the hospital mm-hmm. and save them. And then let me just get to this. Uterine fibroids.
Yes.
These are
huge.
Unknown. You don't want to talk about mm-hmm. them. But women know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yes.
And we'll have doctors there that will examine our women for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to get to this other area of the VA.
Yay,
our
yes.
veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, you all cover that story at Cox and 1002 mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. Kids 104, that horrible story of the veteran who had a backpack, he said, with explosives up there at Wells
Fargo. At the bank, yeah.
In my district, yeah. at the bank mm-hmm. in Cobb County.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Take a look at that and see how our health fair is striving to prevent that. This soldier
yeah.
who had gone over, given, put his life on the line,
mm.
he comes back. He gets frustrated. The VA ain't treating him right. They don't give right benefits.
Yeah.
He has PTSD.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There. And he lets everybody go. He don't rob no bank. But he says he's got this bomb in his pack back. And after all of that, one of the police officers
still
doing his job
yeah.
shot and killed him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All of that could have been avoided, that soldier, if we had gotten that veteran the health care,
right.
the PTSD mm-hmm. treatment that he needed.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I am committed with this health care to get our veterans there. Now, I will have, and please share this with your audience,
mm-hmm.
I will have the head of the VA regional operation,
all right.
the hospital director herself,
mm-hmm.
medical director will be there. And on top of that, I will have the director of the VA benefits there. I will have the PTSD people there. And my goal and our goal, and with your help and Kids 104 and all our people, we will be able to get at least 2,000 veterans. That's my goal. I set that goal. If we can get 2,000 people out there at Mundysville High School
mm-hmm.
on Saturday, August the 19th, what a blessing that will be. Look at the lines.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you, Tawana, they're not getting it. We're working. We've got some good people out there. But I said, I want to bring the VA into the community.
Yeah.
They will have their staff there. They will have their nurses there. They will have their doctors there. They will have their benefits packages there. So if you know a veteran anywhere, please get them on the Monday's Mill,
mm-hmm.
whatever the nature of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to stop this killing and early death
yes.
by suicide. And that's what this was,
mm-hmm.
this
mm-hmm.
cry for help. He's in there, and that's desperation.
Yes, it
and
was.
And the Lord mm-hmm. oftentimes sends us these things.
Mm.
And that's why I say that with y'all's help, and I really want you to thank Tony Kidd, who's the big boss man over
yes,
there.
Yes, yes.
Tony's been with us every year. Matter of fact, I think he's been on a radio program with me. And please give Miss Donna Hall a hug for
absolutely
over there at WSB, because WSB is running our promos. They're getting everything out there. The Georgia Association of Broadcasters behind us. Mm-hmm. And if we put our shoulder to the grind here, when we, I believe we can get at least 2,000 veterans to come and get their problems solved.
Yes.
I will be there.
Yes.
The operations and the heads of them all will be there to do that. And one final point we'll also have, because a lot of our people are still suffering from the housing downturn.
Yes.
And we will have the Georgia Department of Community Affairs. They have a program called the Hardest Hit Program, Home Safe. And what we have is financial assistance with down payments for home buyers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They will be there. And we're talking about you can qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance, closing cost mm-hmm. assistance to eligible borrowers who are purchasing a home in 10 of Georgia's hardest hit counties.
Mm-hmm.
And they all my counties. I represent all of them. Fulton, DeKalb, Clayton, Henry, Gwinnett, I mentioned Fayette.
Douglas. Mm-hmm.
That's my district. Mm-hmm. I'll go over again. If you live in Fulton County, DeKalb County, Clayton County, Douglas County, I represent all of Douglas County, Gwinnett County, Henry County, I represent most of that. And I represent all of Fulton County and the South Fulton County and the new city of South Fulton now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people moving in there buying homes. So we have all of this there. And the event is Saturday, August the 19th at Mondy's Mill High School in Jonesboro.
Mm-hmm.
And people, you know, 13 years we've been doing this. A lot of people come up to me and they say, well, why don't you, Congressman David Scott, why don't you take your health care and put it in out in maybe Smyrna or in one of the other areas or in College Park or over in Stockbridge or any other, move it around. I said, for this reason.
Right.
We have it at the same place
mm-hmm.
so that people will know that, and we got a lot of people out there without health insurance,
mm-hmm.
a lot of them without access to health care, a lot of them with veterans problems and issues. But if they know that every year that they can come to Mondy's Mill High School and have all of this health care taken care of, honey, that is taking care of health care needs.
Mm-hmm.
That's dealing with the high cost of health care when we can bring it into the community. And God bless these doctors. All the hospitals,
yeah, volunteers.
Emory Hospital
yeah.
will be there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have Grady Hospital is going to be there.
WellStar.
Mm-hmm. WellStar is going to be there. Northside Hospital
yeah.
and doctors from all of those.
Morehouse
School of Medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. We're going to have, I mentioned Emory,
yeah.
and we're going to have dentist there through the Georgia Dental Association. We're going to have the Chiropractic Wellness Center that's there.
Mm-hmm.
Piedmont Hospital is going to be there.
Yeah.
The radiology clinics are going to be there. The Susan G. Komen Cancer Group for Women
mm-hmm.
are going to be there. And it's just a wonderful event. And as I said, you are our partners there at KISS 104. God bless you. We cannot do it without you. You are our megaphone. Get the message out.
Yes.
And that's what gets the people there, Twana. Mm-hmm. And I didn't mean to talk so long. I didn't mean to get on here and preach either too much. But y'all help me. I just want to say this. We're losing too many.
Yeah.
And the impact is greatest in the African-American community. Mm-hmm. And somebody got to shout that.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a very diverse district.
Mm-hmm.
I represented 13 counties. When I first got elected, my district was only 36% African-American voting age.
Mm-hmm.
11 counties ran from Athens up there to Griffin, you remember?
Mm-hmm.
I've always had Republicans and some Democrats running. But here is the point. No matter where you go, how you go, whatever statistics, demographics you look at, I don't care what it is, the African American community is that demographic group that suffers the most from neglect, whether it's unemployment, whether it's the health issues, all of these. And so that's why it's so important for us to get the message out to everybody. We want everybody to come, white, black, Hispanic, everybody.
Doesn't matter. Congressman, tell folks where they can go or where they can call for more information.
Okay, they can call me at this number, 770-210-5073. Let me repeat that, please. 770-210-5073. And if I'm not there, you tell them to ask for Chandra Harris.
Mm-hmm.
That is my right hand. I told her she is my everything. Chandra Harris. And here's the thing. She's been with me.
Yes, she has.
From the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This was her first project there. And nobody works as hard for that
mm-hmm.
as my team down there in Georgia, my staff. And I want you to tell Chandra that how much we appreciate it.
Amen.
And how much I appreciate her
mm-hmm.
and how much I love my staff because I'm up here in Washington. I'm mm-hmm. dealing with all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm. And they're taking care of business down here. Yes, yes.
Chandra and that staff
mm-hmm.
that's pulling everything that I said together. And bless her heart. She works hard. You know her.
I do. She's a hard worker.
And and God has blessed me with a great staff and sent me Chandra Harris. And y'all just ask for her no matter. And please, please remember, if you know a veteran, no matter what it is,
mm-hmm.
even if you say, well, I know somebody, but maybe I don't know any people feel like you, just call my office.
Yeah.
And say, this veteran needs help, and we'll get them there. If there's somebody that needs transportation, whatever it is, get them to Monday's Mill High School, August the 19th, Saturday. And come early.
Yeah, it starts at 9, but folks are lined up 7:00 in the morning, 6:00 in the morning. Congressman, do they need to register in advance? Would you prefer that, or can they register on site?
They can register on site, but what I would do, and this is why we start out early,
mm-hmm.
I would want people to call the office and let them know what the situation is so that they will. So that we can help maybe tailor some things for
right,
them.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The line starts long. And if you get there early and get ahead of it, and you've already registered, then you walk right on in.
Right.
And people know what it is you want to do. My staff will be there at the entrance. We will have everybody there. We'll have the both the Clayton County Sheriff's Department and the Clayton County Police
mm-hmm.
will all be there to help direct traffic and to keep everybody safe and orderly as we move in. And what is good is by calling early, we will be able to help, particularly in reaching out to veterans. There are people who know, but maybe don't want to step forward, but would say, this person I know, mm-hmm. or this family I may know. We got to be a family on this.
Yes.
We got to be a family. We know who needs help. Where else can you go? And let me tell you something else, Tawana. We now have gone on record as having the largest health fair in the nation.
I believe that. Yep.
We
I
do.
Believe that. Mm-hmm.
And last year we had 7,800. This year, we hope to top that, reach 10,000.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We have all of these services there. And particularly with, as far as the breast cancer is concerned, particularly, Dr. Phillips has a staff of nurses and other physicians who work with her there. And so they'll be able to get you in. And as long as you're there, David Scott is the last person leaving. I'm not leaving until
it's
everybody
over.
Gets taken care of. And so, and I'll be there making sure everything goes right. But what I want to do more than anything else is to get these veterans there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm gonna leave you with this. I hate to leave you with this note, but this is why this is so important. And I hope everybody in the sound of my voice hears this. We now are averaging 21 veterans committing suicide.
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's true. Mm-hmm.
That in and of itself should be a wake-up call. I mean, when you have our men and women and soldiers who've gone on the battlefield
right.
in Iraq, in Syria, mm-hmm. fighting ISIS, fighting the Taliban, and come back.
Yeah.
And don't get the mental health, the psychiatric help that they need.
Mm-hmm.
But they will have that there. I think I put that in my spot, my radio, that we'll have the PTSD there.
Yes.
We'll have the AIDS. There's no shame here, man. If you know a veteran out there that needs help, Just have them call me.
Okay.
Call David Scott at 770-210-5073. Call me or Chandra Harris. And we need to reach out and save our veterans.
Yes, we do.
And help them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they went on the front lines. And whatever their ailment, whatever their condition, they did it. For us,
mm-hmm.
and we need to do something for them.
Absolutely. Saturday, August 19th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., Mundy's Mill High School is located at 9652 Fayetteville Road in Jonesboro, Georgia, 30238. It starts at 9 a.m., but you might want to get in line a few hours earlier than that, and we will see. You can go to davidscott.house.gov. Or again, 770-210-5073. Congressman David Scott, thank you so much. We'll see you August 19th.
Absolutely. God bless you.